Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Baalotcha, the 17th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Gottlieb of Congregation Beis Torah in Suffern, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Gottlieb slowly reciting our four daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gottlieb.
Good afternoon and good Erev Shabbos. I want to thank my dear friend, Rav Naftali Herman, for inviting me back. It is a pleasure to be with you. And I want to thank all of you for joining our getting together and davening. Our prayers are of inestimable value, and hopefully they have been material in bringing us towards the great point we've gotten to so far in emerging from this pandemic. I hope that they will be supportive of our brothers in Eretz Yisrael and Jews worldwide, and Amir Hashem, our prayers should go straight to heaven and should bring only peace, health, happiness, and great things for everybody, for all of us, and for all of mankind. I have a special affinity for this week's parsha, as it is my bar mitzvah parsha. I will not share with you how many years since, but I will share with you one of the most striking features of the parsha, especially as a bal korei, when you stand at the Sefer Torah and you are reading the parsha. There are two psukim in this parsha that are unique in that they are set off by a letter nun that is written upside down, both preceding the tzupsukim by Hibin Saron, and then an upside down nun following the tzupsukim at the end of the section. So Rashi comments that these tzupsukim are out of place and belong elsewhere. But I want to focus not so much on the psukim out of place as in the markers that separate and demarcate these psukim. The letter nun printed upside down that precedes, and the letter nun printed upside down that acts as the end mark for these two psukim. I want to share with you a thought from Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamzatzal, from a 1966 drosha that he gave in the Jewish Center that focused on these two upside-down letters, nun. We just marked Rabbi Lam's first yortzeit, and YU has done an incredible service in archiving and publishing his droshos, his sermons online, and they're a treasury of homiletics and of biblical interpretation for modern times. Rabbi Lam notes that there is a fabulous medrash. It's one of the more esoteric midrashim, the Medrash HaNe'elam, which is part of the Kabbalistic realm of Torah, that draws a line between the upside-down letters nun in this week's parsha and the brachos of Yaakov Avinu, the Yidgu Larov, the Kerev Ha'aretz. What is the connection between the two? So if you look at the Targum Unkelus, the Aramaic translation of the Yidgu, The Targum uses the term Nuno, and Nuno in Aramaic means fish. The word Nuno in Aramaic, which is a sister language to the Hebrew, means a fish. The Medrash Hanelam is telling us that the upside down letter Nun is an allusion to the fish. So why a fish? So Rabbi Lam explains so beautifully, the upside down letter Nun captures the nature of the fish. Because the fish swims against the tide, the fish swims against the current, and follows its mission and its path, and does not get swept along in the tide of the day. Now, one may ask, so the Torah is giving us a message here, that you should be that upside down and backwards Nun, the fish that has the courage and the backbone to swim against the current. But why here? Why in this parasha? So there is a fabulous alternate version of this backwards Nun in some of the ancient Misoros, some of the ancient traditions of the Sifrei Torah. And it has that backwards Nun not at the end of these two psukim, but in the next pasuk. The next pasuk begins, Vayihi ha'am kinisoninim, ra bozne Hashem. Vayihi ha'am kinisoninim. The nation was complaining. And that was Ra, that was terrible in the years of God. In some versions of the text, that second backwards Nun is in that word, misoninim, complaining. Because it's easy to get swept up in a wave of complaint, in a wave of negativity, in a mood of anger. It's easy to get caught in the climate of the world in which we live today. When everybody around you complains and everybody is negative, you join in with your negativity and you get followers. If you're negative, if you are a frequenter of that great repository of society's wisdom called Twitter, so you know. Negativity and anger abound, and the more negative and angry you can be, the more popular you become, and the more followers you get. And the Torah tells us when everybody around you is misoninim, when they're all complaining, turn it around, swim against the tide, because when the world is awash in a sea of anger and negativity, if you can't turn the tide, you can at least swim against the tide. And you can change yourself. Not get caught up in the anger, in the negativity, in the terrible perspective of complaint and everything is bad and nothing and nobody is good. Just the opposite. Our mission is to see good. We're a betuv Yerushalayim. To see the good in Yerushalayim. To see the good in people. To see the positive in others. And in the world around us. I want to share with you a brief story of Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev before we go to our Tehillim. And it's a fabulous story because it's so classic with Levi Yitzchak. And it's so classic what we should be. Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev once saw a Jewish man outside the shul smoking on a Shabbos. Levi Yitzchak, who was always the Malami Tzchus, he always tried to find a positive for the Jewish people. He walked up to the man and he said, excuse me, perhaps you forgot that today is Shabbos. So the man said, no, I know it's Shabbos. He said, okay, perhaps you forgot that we're not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. The man said, no, Rebbe, I know we're not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. So Rebbe Yitzchok decided to give it one more try. Said, perhaps you didn't realize what you were doing, and without thinking, you lit up a cigarette. And the man looks at Rebbe Yitzchok and he says, Rebbe, I knew exactly what I was doing, and I lit up the cigarette on Shabbos, knowing it was Shabbos, and knowing you can't smoke on Shabbos. Rebbe Yitzchok turned his eyes heavenward and he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, Master of the Universe, look at your children. No matter how hard you try, you can't get them to say a lie. They'll only say the truth. Rebbe Yitzchok of Berdichev always saw the good. He always saw the positive. He was that upside down nun that swam against the tide of negativity. And if we swim in a stream of positivity, we change ourselves, we change our own discourse, and in turn, we affect the public discourse. We reduce its temperature, and we turn the world around us into positive. I'm going to ask you to join me in saying today's chapters of Tehillim. We're going to begin with Perek Chof, chapter 20. Lam natseach mizmor l'David, yancho Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev choshem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezricho mikodesh, umitzion yisadeko, yizkor kol minchoseko, v'yolotecho yidash neselo, Yiten lecho chilvovecho, v'chol atzotecho yimalei, niranano b'yishuosecho, u'b'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecho, atcho yodati, ki yoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kodsho, migvuros, Yesha Yimino, Elev Orechev, Belev Asusim, Vanachnu, Bishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Koru Benofalu, Vanachnu, Kamnu Vanis Odod, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yanenu, Biyom Koreinu. He's more Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo echzor, binos deshe yarbitzeni, alnei menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yishovev, yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shemo, gam kielech begeitz almoves, lo irono, Kiatcho imodi, shivticho, umishantecho, heimo yinachamuni, taroch lefonai shulchon, neged tzoroi, dishanto vashemen roshi, kosi revoyo, ach tov vachesed yidifuni kol yamei chayoi, bishavti beveis adunoi, Liorech Yomim. Perek Kuf Chof Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Eso Einai El Hehorim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Mim Adonai, Osei Shomayim Vo'oret. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yonum shomrecha, hine lo yonum filo yishon, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilcha, al yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, biyoreach, Balaila Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teischa uvoecha. Me'atcha b'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimama Kim, Kirasich Adonai. Adonai Shim'a V'koli, Tiena Oznecha Kashulos, L'kol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmorya, Adonai Mi'amod. Ki imcha selicha lema'an tivorei. Ki visi Adonai ki v'so nafshi b'lidvoro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kim Adonai Achesed, Varbei Mofidus. Behu Yivdes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosov. We're now going to make a Mishaberach L'cholim, a tefila on behalf of those who are ill and in need of Refuah Shleima. I'm going to pause, and at the pause, please insert the names of those who are in need of a refuah. Mishaberach, Avosenu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Kuy Varech V'Rapeh Sacholim. Bavur shekol akol akadosh hazeh mispralim bavuram. Bishkar zeh akadosh baruch hu yimel rechim aleihem. Yishlach lehem refuah shlema l'shamayim. Remach evarehem shesagidehem b'chol shayis b'soch shachol Yisrael. Refuah hanefesh, refuah haguf. Hashta b'agol b'zman koriv v'nomar amein. We're now going to recite Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, davening for the safety and protection of all of the Jewish people, both in the land of Israel and around the world. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Uvashivya, Haomdim Bein Bayam V'Yavasha, Hamakol Min Rachem Aleihem, V'Yotziei Mitzara Lirvacha, U'Miachel Liora, U'Mishivud L'Geula, Hashta Ba'agol V'Zman Kariv, Denomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Gottlieb, and a happy birthday, as it must be in close approximation to your Bar Mitzvah Parsha that we shared this week's Parsha, as it's also the Parsha which my Upruf took place, and you were there. It transpired in your wonderful shul at Beis Torah, which has also been my parents' shul for over 40 years. I guess I'll also utilize this time then to wish a happy anniversary to my incredible Eish Yischiel, to my wife, my better three quarters, to Shani, as today is the 17th of Sivan, Yitzayin is our wedding anniversary, and also have to feel like they're just embarrassing you in front of hundreds of people. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need of the answer, of the tova, for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as you will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Dov Winston of the Young Israel's Merrick in Merrick, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, which ties in very well to the rabbi's message today, wishing everyone a wonderful, restful, meaningful, healthy, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.